We spoke last night. Sorry, that the fulfillment of the day, the mitzvah of the day, so to speak, is the cry. And last night we spoke as the time of Mesa Mutal Funav is the strongest pains, but those pains maybe transfer over to the Shiva cries. That's where we find ourselves now, Tisha B'Av morning. But obviously, it's still that time of crying. But within the crying today, we'll see little messages of hope along the way. Maybe we had a little less of that last night. Today, as we start our transfer to different feelings. But again, we're still starting with the crying. So last night we spoke about a little bit what we're crying about, and maybe Eitzos how to get there. This morning, I want to move over a little bit just before introducing the kinos to think about what the purpose of the crying is. We don't just cry for no reason. So why is it exactly that we, what do we accomplish through the crying? So one point, few points to think about. Hopefully we'll see some of these themes come out in the kinos, and there are things to keep in mind throughout the morning. One is based on Rashi and Chumash. Rashi says that Yosef HaTzadik was criticized by Hashem, was punished for eating, drinking, and playing with his hair while Yaakov was in Avelis over him, while Yosef was in Mitzrayim, and he started to get comfortable there, and Yaakov was still crying over him. And the idea here is that it's not appropriate if your father's crying, it's not appropriate for you to just go on with life as normal. And the Medrash says that Medrash Pasuk, on the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, says on the Pasuk of Damoa Tidma Viteirad Eini Dima. The Medrash says that Hashem says Dema three times in the Pasuk. Hashem cries three tears, two over the base, each base of Mikdash, and the last one is over Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael is in Golos. And Hashem cries over us. Imo Anochi Batzara. Hashem is with us in the suffering. And so, for point number one about crying, if Hashem, our Father, is crying and is suffering, whatever that means, but it's a message for us to cry and to suffer with him. It's in the same way that Yosef was inappropriate, that Yosef did not quite feel the pain that his father was feeling, so too it would be inappropriate for us to not cry. The Medrash says as well that Hashem says kinos over Tisha B'Av. We'll see a reference in the first kino we'll talk about in a minute, but the Medrash describes how Hashem calls out to the Malachim to answer him in kinos. So if Hashem is saying kinos, it's certainly coming upon us to cry as well. It's one idea. We also find Chazal tell us, Kol HaMisabel HaYerushalayim Zocha V'ro B'Simchas, however, is Misabel over Yerushalayim, is Zocha to see the Simcha of Yerushalayim. What's the idea here? What are we trying to accomplish? How does it work? I mentioned this last year, that Chazal say, based on the Pasuk, that the goyim, the attack is really, they're really trying to get at us. They're not just trying to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, or the punishment is really coming after us. However, Kol Zman, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a mashkon, if he has a way to inflict the damage, not by taking that on us, but to take a mashkon instead, so that's what he does. As Rashi says, Eilu Pikudei HaMishkan, the beginning of Parashas Pikudei, that the Mishkan, we should read it not as Mishkan, but as Mashkon, that the Mishkan and the Mikdash serves as a Mashkon. Just like when a person owes money, if you don't have the money to pay, a person takes a Mashkon and takes security. So too, from us, Hashem comes and takes security. And what is that security? That security is the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But obviously, we want that Mashkon back. Just like whenever you lose a Mashkon, you want the Mashkon back. And the Pasuk in Chumash says, when describing a Mashkon, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, Sir Chaim Falaji points out, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the ani, sees the poor person who doesn't have money, calling out and crying that he wants his mashkon back, so Hashem responds. That awakens Hashem's rachamim. So too, if we cry out to Hashem that we want the Beis HaMikdash back, and we really show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we want it, so then Hashem has told us that his way of dealing with the world is to follow through on that. Just in the same way the Pesukim described by Mashkon, a person, what are we missing? Talking about the Pesukim, a person is missing his pajamas. So it comes to nighttime, he wants to go to sleep. So he cries out, he doesn't have pajamas. And in the daytime, it's a maybe the mashkin that's taken was his clothing that he wears. He wakes up in the morning, he doesn't have any clothing. That's the crying out that's describing the psukim. So if we work to feel that we're missing our clothing, we're missing our most basic needs, we're missing the base of Mikdash, so then Hashem will respond with rachamim. I mentioned last night, but Chazal say it as well, the pasuk in Yeshaya, that Hashem doesn't want us to stop crying. Or the Navi calls out to us not to stop crying. Because as we said yesterday, it's through the tears that rebuilt the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt. And it seems like it goes on forever. Each Beis Hamikdash also took time. The first Beis Hamikdash took 7 years to build. The second Beis Hamikdash, at least the renovations, took 6 years to build. So the Beis Hamikdash, the building of Beis Hamikdash takes time. Unfortunately, now we're waiting over 1,900 years for the Beis Hamikdash. But it takes time. And hopefully through the tears, we'll be zoche to have that rebuilt. Another layer to crying and seeing the simcha is that through the crying, we get to the way towards the simcha. As we just mentioned, and I think is obvious, the churban was brought about through our sins, as we know. And obviously the way to bring about the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash is through our crying, tefilos, but also through tshuva. The process goes together. And as we cry over the churban, and as we go through the kinos and we read what we're missing, so it's through that we reflect on how could it be that we let it get this far? And we realize how serious of a mistake we made in letting our averus get in the way and letting the Beis HaMikdash be destroyed. So it's through the being mis'abel, it's through the crying, through spending that time that we're zocha to see the simcha, because we'll be able to accomplish what we need to accomplish to get the simcha. The pasuk mentioned last night, and it's part of the haftarah this morning, when Yirmiyahu says to bring out the mekononos and to bring out tears, as we said, that's the mitzvah, and that's what we're trying to accomplish. So the Malbim there says, picks up on the fact that the Navi used the term hisbonenu, should be misbonenu, should be introspective, and also hachachamos, the wise mekononos, those who have some wisdom. And what's the wisdom that is alluded to? The Malbim says the wisdom we're talking about is the wisdom to bring out from a person the recognition of the averos. The lashon of the Malbim is to bring out lachshov machshavos lirapeyas hamachla asher chalu ba. It's to bring out a person to think thoughts about how to heal the machla, how to heal the sickness that we're sick with. And that sickness, of course, is our averos. So it's through the Bimis Abel that we're able to think about, to realize how much we need to work on. But again, some points to keep in mind about the pain of the Shechina, which we'll see throughout the kinos. Think about the importance of our tears and just crying out to Hashem, and as well the idea of our chataim, and hopefully we'll, at this moment, not yet, inspire us to tshuva. We're first reflecting on it, we're first taking it all in and realizing the severity of our averos, but then with that hopefully lead us towards tshuva afterwards. I mentioned last year that I saw brought down the Rav Yoshev's Hanhaga on Tisha B'Av was just to say kinos at his own pace. He would wake up in the morning, he would start saying kinos, stop to daven, go to shul, whatever. The tzibur would say kinos, he would continue from wherever he left off. When he would get home, you know, when they would go to Ashrei, so he'd stop wherever he was. When he'd get home, he'd continue saying kinos. And the idea is that kinos is just a means for us to connect, a means for us to feel a little more, to bring out some of the thoughts and the tears. So I'm going to do what I did last year, which I think is a good way to try to work on it. Everyone should feel free to, if they want to go through the kinos, to do it at their own pace, please do that. But what I'd like to do is go through a number of kinos, as many as we can, until the time comes. And I'll try to give some explanation before each kino, just to understand the words, understand what's being said in the kina, and then we'll say the kino slowly. That way, we say it slowly, are able to think about the words, and there's really a tremendous amount of depth in each kino. I'll try to bring out some of the points, and through that, hopefully, we'll be able to connect to the kinos and connect to the feelings of the day. So I'm going to start with the first kina, and then jump to where I think we left off last year when we were saying, we said straight from the beginning last year And I think we got to Kino Yud Zayin or Yud Ches. We'll start with Yud Zayin because it's a pretty dramatic one. We'll start with the first one first and then move on to Kino Yud Zayin and go in order from there, more or less. And then at the end, skip ahead to some of the major, I guess, more well-known kinos that are towards the end of the kinos. So as we open up Kino Vav, first kino for Shachris. So the kino, the theme of this kino is the fact that the Churban HaBayis was a total, or the theme at least of the first half, is a total undoing of the natural order of the world. It's not what's supposed to be. And we begin first just by crying, as many of the kinos describe the pain of the Churban, our pain of the Churban. And that's the first line, well, first Shabbos, everything stood still when it came to the destruction of the base of Mikdash. And then in the second line, Sechiyu Ma'os Hesimuni Be'adrei Chavirai, that we were left disgusting and in amongst the nations of the world. We were looked down upon and kicked around like dirt. And it got so bad that, as we say towards the end of the first paragraph, Safru Kaf, that they celebrated. And Rachman al-Latzlan, we know this is still continued throughout the generations, that the nations of the world, unfortunately, treat us like dust, look at us like nothing. I was reading some of the things that are happening now across the world, and some of the statements that were made by people reminiscent of times before the Holocaust and during the Holocaust, of treating us like less than animals. I think I saw there was a sign, I think it was in Denmark or Ireland, I saw one of those news articles, that there's a sign that said, "Dogs are welcome, not Jews." Unfortunately, this is how we get treated. We get treated less than animals, like dirt. And they celebrate over this. And that's against what we're supposed to be, the Orla Goyim. People are supposed to look up towards us. We're supposed to be the example for the nations. And Shaloka Derech HaTeva, not in the way it's supposed to be, we're the lowest among nations. In order to get to this, so as I said, it's Shaloka Derech HaTeva, it's not the way it's supposed to be. So the third line of the Kina says, Sakosa Mishkan Mischos Divirai. Describing that Hashem puts a cover or a divider between the Mishkan Shalmal and the Mishkan Shalmata. Hashem has to divide between us and him. And the Midrashim talk about this, that in order to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem had to take his Shechina out, had to turn around, so to speak. Because in the natural way of things, if things would be left in the normal place, so there shouldn't be a Churban HaBayis. We should be able to daven to Hashem. We should be answered. So in order to bring about it, really the whole, even the spiritual realm, things have to go against the natural order of things. That's Hashem covering himself up and turning away. Rachmana Litzlan. In the next paragraph, so we refer to our hope for the Nevuah. We say that, and we've gotten to low levels, and all we can hope for is Eini Chiksa L'Chazon Ben Brechia, that our eyes are looking ahead toward and waiting towards the vision of Ben Brechia, which is Zechariah, which is the famous pasuk, Od Yeshvu Zekinim Zekinos B'Charvos Yerushalayim. That was the Nevuah of Zechariah. And we still long for that time. We've seen a little bit of a kiyum of this, and that's a chizuk for us. We still long for a time to really see the fulfillment of Od Yeshvu Zekinim Zekinos B'Charvos Yerushalayim, and the children running around. And as the Rambam describes in the times of the Geula, is that it's Lo Nesavu HaChamim V'Hanaviim L'Mos HaMashiach L'Gadei Shiyu Pnuyim B'Torah, that we should be free to learn and free to connect to Hashem. And unfortunately, even though we have people in Yerushalayim, we don't quite have that level of peace and that level of spirituality that we're really looking forward to. And as the Kina says, so we wait for that. In the next line, Ad Pil'ei Gilgal Chavuya. But that's covered up. Chavuya is covered up and hidden until the Pil'ei, the Nisim of the Gilgal, is referring to this time of Yehoshua, that they're Nisim that were done, until Nisim are done again. And that we still are lacking that, even though, yes, we do see tremendous Hashgacha Pratis, we still don't quite have the full display of the Nisim and the Flos and the Geula Shlema. Then the Kina talks about our cries, and the next line, Eini Me'oleles Bivanis Nichuya. So it's not clear exactly what this is referring to. Some incident with Yavan, in the middle of that second paragraph, the next line, Inim Olel, our eyes cry out, but to some point, but then we just say, Vayikra lebechiya. All we could do is just call out and cry to Hashem. We have nothing left. And this also might be referring to Vayikra lebechiya, as I mentioned before, the Medrash, we might be describing Hashem here. That Hashem calls out lebechiya, as we said, the Medrash tells us that Hashem calls out to the Malachim, leads them in Kinos, so we're crying, Hashem's crying, V'nam al eila ani bochiya, that all the crying is coming together at this point. We move on towards a little bit later in the Kina, the paragraph that begins, Ata kalim, hichbatu med yi ermuni. So, saying that Hashem leaves us to be like kalim, to be light and thrown around. Umeyedi, and from our crowns, we know that's the term that's used for the crowns, and Maimon Har Sinai, Ermuni, was taken away from us. We're left with that. We're left without that. And we're left alone, no one around to help us. And we see even today that a lot of the world is against us, and sometimes we even feel completely alone. We don't feel like we have anyone around to support us. And that's the feeling of after the Churban, is we feel like we need to rely on others and we don't have that support that we should be getting. And the next paragraph, Lama Ruach Apeinu LaTevach Shamaru, Ruach Apeinu referring to the Mashiach, referring to the kings. Our kings have been destroyed. This might be a specific reference to the Melech Yoshiyahu, who seemed to be the leader that would lead us out of the Golos, and yet he also was killed, Rachman Litzlan. And after all is said and done, we lament all these things. All we can ask from Hashem is, in paragraph third from the end, Hashivenu Sisi Vishima Lagoy Tseini Tseani, we just daven to Hashem to punish the enemies. We can ask him to punish the enemies, to bring us back, but we don't have any zechuyos at this point. We're just crying and in tears. As we know, a person is desperate. They feel like they have nothing. All they could do is cry out. And that's really all we could do at this point. As we say this kina, we feel we've lost so much. We don't have our leaders. We don't have friends. And we feel alone. We just cry out to Hashem. And that's where we're standing at this point as we start Shavas Suru Meni Shimuni Ovarai. Shavas Suru Meni Shimuni Ovarai.